This is episode 1036. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to day 6 of our 7-part series on targeted techniques for top stressors. And these are stressors that you told me you would love to explore meditation techniques to help you manage these stressors. And so in each episode this week, we've explored a different meditation technique to help you manage fear and anger, how to manage panic attacks, and how to focus. So these are some of your top stressors where we've targeted those stressors with a technique. Now, if you're just joining us, please know you can go back and listen to those episodes, but you are doing just fine where you are, because these episodes, although I present a series each week that we focus on, we have a theme we focus on throughout the entire series, you don't necessarily have to listen to the previous episodes in order to do the current episode's technique. So there's no sequence. You can listen to any episode at any time you want. But I do encourage you to listen to the previous episodes for this week, because you may experience some of those top stressors yourself that I mentioned. Well, in today's meditation technique, what I want to share with you is how to stay focused. So you're learning all these techniques and you have all these big goals and dreams for your life and all these great things you're doing. Getting started can be the easy part. Many people say getting started is half the battle. But when it comes to meditation or different other rituals you're trying to create for yourself, I think the real battle is in consistency. And so how do you stay the course? How do you stay consistent? So I'm going to be sharing with you a technique to help you maintain consistency so you keep meditating, so that you remember to apply these techniques during your times of greatest need, when you're being triggered left and right by stress. So I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme we explore in depth. And as I mentioned, our theme for this week is targeted techniques for top stressors. And I want to let you know that you're also going to get a little bonus in today's episode, because on every Friday, this happens to be for Friday's episode, I share with you an herb, because the herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do meditation techniques. And so the herb I selected for you for this week's series is an herb you likely are familiar with. In fact, it might be in your kitchen cabinet, and that is the herb of fennel. Now, you may not have thought of sipping fennel in a tea, but you might want to consider it when you discover how great it is for your digestion and your immunity. So fennel is an anti-inflammatory herb, and that is great because, as you may know, inflammation is one of the biggest contributors to some of the top diseases out there, including cancer, heart disease, and even degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and dementia. So if it's going to help lower or lessen inflammation, I'm all for it. So fennel tea is a way for you to help manage inflammation and to improve your digestion. If you enjoy Indian cuisine, which much I love Indian cuisine, you may notice that at the end of a meal or as you're leaving the restaurant, they'll often have a little tray with some fennel seeds that you can chew to help freshen your breath. And it does work great to help freshen your breath as well. So to steep fennel is pretty simple. You can take fennel seeds and steep them in your tea. You could even add some fennel to your green smoothie or whatever it is that you might be drinking. And just steep the fennel seeds for about 5 to 10 minutes. You could add a little lemon and honey if you want to sweeten it. I don't. Fennel has a drying taste to it. It kind of dries your mouth a little bit, and it's a nice flavor. So you might not need to add anything to it. So you could try steeping fennel tea and see how it helps to improve your digestion and lower inflammation. Well, now let's move you onward to your technique. So what I'd like you to do is to consider one of your top stressors and then think about how you could apply this technique to your top stressor. And when you think in very specific action steps like this, you're much more likely to do it, because then it creates a sort of reference point in your brain that you fall back onto when you need it. When you're triggered by stress and you're apt to react emotionally, if you've considered in advance how you might manage a particular stressor, then you're much more likely to do it. So consider the stressor that you might need a technique for to help you manage. Maybe that's anger. Maybe you notice you've been struggling with anger these days, or maybe it's depression or loneliness. Maybe it's confidence. Maybe you're struggling with stress and anxiety. Just consider for a moment how you might use this particular technique. And when you think about that top stressor and you pair this technique that I'll be sharing with you with that stressor, this can help you become more consistent. Consistency also is more about encouraging yourself to do something. So if you approach any kind of ritual and you sort of punish yourself into doing it, you're less likely to do it. We react in a more positive way, where we're more likely to follow through with something when we put a positive spin on it. So this may seem contrary, because if you think, for example, of a military drill sergeant and how he's able to whip newbies into shape, well, that might work in that particular situation where you are in a boot camp and you really don't have a choice. But when you do have a choice, what's going to get you to become more consistent, to actually follow through with something? And what that is, research shows time and again, is more positive reinforcement, especially when you can break it down into small steps. So when you visualize, for example, managing anxiety, you might think, okay, if I don't sit down and meditate, then I am just never going to get a grip on my anxiety, and I just can't handle this stress anymore. So this is something I absolutely have to do. Well, that's not as likely to get you to meditate as if you consider, okay, if I sit down for even 2 minutes and just focus on my breath, I'm going to feel a little bit better. And that's going to help me feel a little less anxious. That's what's going to help you remain consistent. And if you don't sit down to meditate for even 10 minutes and you go month after month, not even really sitting down to meditate at all, if you just simply do the techniques, that is what's going to help you maintain consistency. For myself, it started with a cup of tea. I really had trouble sitting down and sitting still, like maybe you. Of course, you may already have a ritual, and that's fantastic, but I bet if you think back, it could have taken you a little bit of time to get to that point where you could sit and experience your stillness. That's such a beautiful place to be. But if you break it down and take it slowly, this is where you're going to notice big results. When you break it down into small, bite-sized pieces and be consistent. So sit for just 1 moment, have some tea and just relax and try a breathing technique. Hold your hand in a mudra or repeat an affirmation when you wake up in the morning and you're brushing your teeth. That's how it all starts. You have to attune yourself to anything new you want to incorporate in your life. So start slowly. Allow yourself to ease into it at your own pace. So try this technique as you manage your top stressor that you selected for today that you may be having trouble managing. Think about that top stressor and try this technique. I'm going to share with you a breathing technique that's very simple and very effective. I call it the instant om breath. Your breath is interconnected with your emotional state. So when you're able to manage your breath, you can instantly notice a difference in your emotional state. So the breath I'm going to share with you is where you inhale to the count of four, or you could do it to the count of three or two. If four is a little bit difficult for you to manage, then just notice that and bring it down maybe to the count of three. You could even hold this breath to the count of six or eight, or work your way up to holding it to the count of 12. That would be a great goal. But you might not start off right away holding it to the count of 12. So how you do it is like this. You're going to inhale to the count of four, hold your breath to the count of four, and then exhale to the count of four. And then you're going to do it four times. That's it. So if you're going to do this for 12, inhale to the count of 12, hold for the count of 12, exhale to the count of 12, and then you would do it for 12 times. So that's how this breath works. But don't start off for the count of 12 unless you've been doing this for a while. And if at any point in time you feel a little breathless, just resume your normal breath. So I'm going to guide you through this, and then I'd love for you to just take it into your meditation, into your day, whatever stage you're at and repeat it 4 times. We'll do it once together. So I'll show you the kind of pace to keep. So I'll count for you and then you take it from there. Always remembering to meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer. And I'll also let you know that if you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I guide you through an entire meditation, you can find that at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there you can find a subscription membership site where I release a brand new meditation every day. You get access to over 1,000 meditations, a private Facebook group, a journal to go along with each series that's customized, and a guide with all the techniques I've used throughout the week so you can refer to it again and again so you never have to remember the breathing technique, the mudra, or the mantra. So I wanted to tell you that because you might want a little bit more instruction and guidance through the whole experience. Here on the podcast, I guide you through the technique and leave you insight. And again, on my membership site, I guide you through a full half-hour meditation. You can break off at 5 minutes, 15 minutes, or go for the whole half hour. So with that, let's get you settled into this technique. So sit up straight or stand up, however you're doing this technique. And close your eyes if you can, keeping them slightly elevated upward to keep your thoughts uplifted. And take one nice long inhale through your nose as a cleansing breath, bringing your air inward and upward. And exhale through your nose, releasing tension, giving yourself a nice cleanse. Now inhale to the count of 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Beautiful. I actually guided you through the full breath. Now you can continue to do this breathing technique or simply go into this beautiful stillness you created. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.